Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here at Studio Classroom on the Air. I know your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. Now, how do you usually pay for your vacations? I know if you're a student in high school watching this, you might not have to pay because your parents do. However, one day, even you will need to pay to take your own vacations. The title of today's lesson is, I Need a Vacation. So, the idea is, basically, should you go on a vacation only if you can pay for everything with the money you already have, or is it okay to use your credit card and borrow money from a bank? You'll learn words like afford and road trip, so listen closely because Michelle is going to discuss those very soon. All right, let's get started. I need a vacation.
I need a vacation. Should you borrow money to take a vacation? Jack and Robert are both looking forward to taking vacations, but they can be expensive. Jack thinks it's okay to borrow money to cover the cost. Robert, however, thinks you should only take a vacation that you can afford and not go into debt.
Have you started planning your vacation yet?
Yes! I am going to drive to Florida. There is so much to do there.
Sounds like fun. Wait, did you say you're going to drive?
Of course! Plane tickets are really expensive in the summer. Besides, road trips are fun.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 afford 这个动词。Afford 是指买得起或负担得起。例如 with the income from his side job, Richard can now afford a new car. 加上另外一份工作的收入 ,Richard 现在可以有能力买得起一部新车了。Afford 后面可以加上不定词 to, 再加上原形动词，意思是承受得了。例如 the patient can't afford to suffer another heart attack. 这一位病人如果心脏病再发作一次会受不了的。它的形容词是 affordable, A-F-F-O-R-D-A-B-L-E, 意思是付得起的、买得起的。例如 ,there are few affordable apartments available downtown for us. 市中心我们买得起的公寓没有几间。继续我们看的是 road trip 这个名词。road trip, 顾名思义就是公路旅行。例如 playing games and singing karaoke are ways to kill time on road trips.玩游戏跟唱卡拉 OK 是公路旅行消磨时间的方法。或者是 one hack on a road trip is to make sure to put on sunblock to prevent a sunburn. 公路旅行的撇步之一就是要涂防晒膏以免晒伤。或者是 William and his friends are going on a road trip from LA to Miami in the fall. William 跟朋友们计划要在秋天安排一趟从洛杉矶开到迈阿密的公路旅行。
Thank you very much, Michelle. All right. I need a vacation.
And I need a vacation. Let me think. Where do I want to go? There's Hawaii. I can go to Europe. I can go to the Philippines.
And when do I want to go on vacation?
Well, I can go right now.
Yeah, me too.
And you can go later.
Well, no, we both need to be here. We have a lesson to teach. Friends, don't go on vacation right away. Let's get through today's lesson. We read here, should you borrow money to take a vacation? So that's the idea. Now, let's take a look at that word borrow. And some people confuse it with the word lend. Okay. Actually, I should say, not enough people use the word lend like they should. These are both active verbs. And so when you borrow money, that means someone is giving you money or something and you're going to give it back later.When you lend something, that means you're letting someone else borrow it. You're giving it to them. They will give it back to you later.
For example, maybe you need
need a bike and you don't have a bike, you can tell your friend, excuse me, Sam, I need to borrow your bike tomorrow. Is that okay?
That's fine.
That's fine? Oh, great.
I can lend you my bike for the day.
Thank you. So you can lend me your bike, and I can borrow your bike.
Exactly. But here's the problem, Rebecca. I hear a lot of people say, can you borrow me your bike? Well, of course, that's not correct. It should be, can you lend me your bike? You are doing the acting. Can you lend me your bike?
And can I borrow your bike?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are going to meet Jack and Robert. Jack and Robert are both looking forward to taking vacations, but they, referring to vacations, can be expensive. Jack thinks it's okay to borrow money to cover the cost. Cover the cost. That's a fun phrase. What does that mean?
Oh, it's a really fun phrase. This is a good one to know, friends, especially if you need to pay money for something, okay? This means to deal completely with the cost, to pay completely for something.
For example, at the end of the school year, the teacher took all of her 30 students to the ice cream shop.
Wow.
And she said that she was going to cover the cost.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
So the school didn't cover the cost? The teacher covered the cost.
It was the teacher. I mean, that's just an example sentence.
That's the best teacher ever.
Would you do that?
Well, yeah, if I really loved my students, sure. That's a good example, Rebecca. Okay, so Jack thinks it's okay to borrow money to cover the cost. Robert, however, thinks you should only take a vacation that you can afford and not go into debt. So, of course, both Jack and Robert would need to cover the cost of a vacation, but they have different ideas of how to do that.
And you brought up a phrase that I feel like we should talk about, a very important one, to go into debt. Because I think a lot of people these days, since they're not careful with their money, do go into debt.
That's true. So what does it mean to go into debt? That means you owe something, especially money, okay? Sometimes you can, it's true, you can go into debt to somebody else if someone lent you a lot of money and you still have to give them that money back. But often we use this phrase when talking about your relationship with a bank. The bank has loaned you money. Maybe you borrowed it with a credit card, and now you're in debt. You have gone into debt.
And in general, I feel like if you can't pay for something with cash, you shouldn't buy it, or else you will go into debt. Well, you guys can talk more about your thoughts about going into debt among yourselves, but right now, let's start this conversation between Jack and Robert. Jack says, have you started planning your vacation yet?
And Robert says, yes, I'm going to drive to Florida. There is so much to do there. His next line, he says, plane tickets are really expensive. Besides, road trips are fun. And I have to say, road trips really are fun. Just getting out on the open road with your family or friends.
I do enjoy road trips as well, as long as there's a clear destination and you do stop. And find pennies.
Find pennies?
Have you ever found a penny?
Rebecca,
what?
Why are you talking about pennies?
Well, we have to learn about penny expressions in the
Info Cloud.
Welcome to Info Cloud. Today, I want to talk about pennies. Some say that the U.S. penny is worthless because the actual value of a penny is less than what it costs to make one.
But we have a lot of sayings involving pennies that are still very useful. The most ironic may be, you have to make every penny count.
This means you should use your money wisely and not waste even a single penny, which is ironic because making pennies actually wastes money.
Which brings another meaning to an old saying, a pretty penny.
When something costs a pretty penny, it's another way of saying that something costs a lot of money or a large sum of money.
But when you pinch A penny, it means that you try to spend the least amount of money possible on something.
We are pinching pennies this year to save up for a new car. That means that we are reducing what we spend in order to meet a savings goal.
But if you call someone a penny pincher, it actually means that someone takes saving money to a negative extreme. Our boss is such a penny pincher, he makes us buy our own office supplies.
美国钱币的最小单位是一美分 ,penny, 就是一块美元的百分之一。很多人就开玩笑说制造钱币的费用都比一个 penny 本身的价值还要高。因此就有很多有关 penny 的流行语像是 make every penny count, 每一分钱都要花得值得哦不可以浪费要花在刀口上。还有 cost someone a pretty penny, 是指花费某一个人很多的钱。例如 the house,cost us a pretty penny. 这房子花了我们一大笔的钱。另外一个流行语是 penny pincher. Pinch 是捏 ,pincher 是捏得很紧的人。如果有人省钱省过头就可以形容 he's a penny pincher. 他是一个把钱抓得很紧的人。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I need a vacation. That is the name of our lesson. And everyone needs a vacation every once in a while, right? The question is, what will you do on your vacation? And how will you travel? Will you fly?Will you go on a road trip and drive somewhere? Will you use money that you already have? Or will you use a credit card and pay off the debt later? Well, I think Jack and Robert from today's lesson feel differently about this issue. So let's continue with their conversation.
I need a vacation.
But driving can be exhausting. You'll end up too tired to enjoy your vacation. Are you sure you don't want to fly?
Positive. I already set my vacation budget, and plane tickets aren't part of it.
You could just charge everything to your credit card. Then you can pay it off over time.
I don't want to go into debt.
It's not that big of a deal. That's how I'm paying for my cruise to the Bahamas.
Really? Why?
Because I want to take a fun vacation.
Okay, 接下来我们看 budget 这个名词 budget 是指预算预算案或者是预算款项。例如 The board will review next year's proposed budget during tomorrow's meeting. 委员会会在明天的会议中审核明年度的预算提案。或者是 The Johnsons always stayed within their budget, so they successfully saved up for their kids' college tuition fees. Johnson 家总是按着预算不乱花费,所以成功地存到了孩子们的大学学费。Budget 也可以当形容词，意思是便宜的。例如 ,budget flights 是指廉价航班，或者是 budget travel 廉价的旅游。最后我们看的是 credit card 这个名词。Credit 在这里是指信用贷款或赊欠。例如 ,Ramona bought this laptop on credit. Ramona 是用贷款的方式买这台笔记型电脑的。所以 credit card 就是指所谓的信用卡。例如 Melissa doesn't use any credit cards, she buys everything only with cash. Melissa 不用任何信用卡,她只用现金买东西。如果是 debit card, D-E-B-I-T, 转账卡就和 credit card 不一样。 debit card 不能够用跟银行先贷款的方式来支付买的东西，这种卡只能用账户内已经有的金额来支付。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Robert thinks road trips are fun. Well, Jack says here, but driving can be exhausting. Before I share about my experiences, let's take a look at that word.Exhausting. If something is exhausting, that means it's really tiring. If you're exhausted, that means you're really tired.
And there are a lot of things that can be very exhausting. First, arguing is very exhausting. It is best to look for ways to get along with other people. You're always going to be tired if you're always arguing.
Yeah, I agree. But that's just because I don't want to argue. Now...
Yeah, because then we'll both be exhausted.
That's true. Hey, but our lesson is talking about how driving can be exhausting. I went on a road trip recently with some friends. We went to Nantou. I drove all the way down from Taipei, past Taichung, and then one day we went up the mountain to the very tip-top of the mountain, and then I drove back to Taipei. I gotta say, it was an exhausting weekend.
But it was fun, right?
Oh, it was fun.
Do you wish that you would have flown?
I don't know if I wish I would have flown. Maybe it would have been good for me to share the responsibility a little more with somebody else.
Okay, now that makes a good point. You make a really good point, I should say. Mm-hmm. Driving can be exhausting, and so when you're driving, it might be nice to share the driving responsibilities with someone else. This reminds me, a few months back, I was home, and my mom and I went on a road trip, and we were driving. We had some car problems, so it was probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and we still had another five-hour drive. Talk about exhausting. We didn't get home till about 3:30, 4 in the morning. Ah, yes, we shared the driving responsibilities, though.
That sounds like an exhausting trip. Okay, driving can be exhausting. Jack says you'll end up too tired to enjoy your vacation. Are you sure you don't want to fly?
And Robert says, positive. I already set my vacation budget and plane tickets aren't part of it.
Okay, that's good. So he has a plan. Jack says you could just charge everything to your credit card. Then you can pay it off over time. Now, there is a pay phrase or pay idiom here in this sentence. To pay something off, that means to pay the price of something. Okay, this is the price of something that didn't require full payment at first. So, in other words, sometimes you don't have to give all of the money for something right away. You're allowed to pay it off over the course of time.
And that often happens when people buy cars. For example, Jeremy bought a very expensive car, and now he is having a difficult time paying it off. Sometimes people don't think twice about buying an expensive car. They think, oh, well, I'll just take out a loan and pay it off later. Well, if you don't have the money in your bank account, then it might be very difficult to pay it off.
That's a good point. Well, friends, we continue. Robert doesn't want to go into debt. Jack says, it's not that big of a deal. All right, it's not that big of a deal. That's a great phrase. You know the phrase, it's not a big deal. Well, here, it's not that big of a deal. That means it doesn't matter that much.
And so when might you use this phrase? Well, let's say that, we have filming day here. We have to pick out our outfits, right? And I had my mind set on, or my heart set on wearing my white pants. I might say, oh no, I forgot my white pants. And Gabe might say, Rebecca, it's really not that big of a deal.
I might, except it is a big deal. It's nice that you're wearing white pants. I'm glad you have your white pants.
Well, yeah, I'm glad I do too.
Yeah, but you're right.
I could have worn a different color.
You're right. It's not that big of a deal, right? That's a good example. So friends, Jack says it's not that big of a deal. That's how I'm paying for my cruise to the Bahamas. And he is going to take a fun vacation. His idea of a fun vacation is, well, using a credit card and taking out a loan. For now.
Yes, it might be kind of fun. Well, right now, what I consider to be really fun and exciting, adventurous,
what?
Is the SC Challenge.
Friends, for today's SC Challenge, we have in the studio two gentlemen. Please tell us your names.
Well, my name is Jack.
And my name is Luke.
And my name is Gabe. Well, yes, we three are here for an SC Challenge, but today's challenge is a little bit different. It's just going to be a discussion. I have some questions for you guys about traveling.
Hmm.
So, Luke, we'll begin with you. Where would you recommend someone to travel, and why?
Well, Gabe, I would actually recommend the island of Taiwan.
Okay.
Most notably, Taipei, because I've spent some time there, and actually, I don't know, just the friendly people, the food is great, mm-hmm. and it's really convenient. It's really convenient to get around. It's just a nice place to spend time.
Luke, I would have to agree with you. I love Taipei.
Mm.
And that's great. So, friends, that's a great place to travel and a great place to recommend for others to travel as well. I like to think of it as kind of like a secret in Asia. Because,
because
a lot of people like to travel to different places like Thailand for the beaches or something else. But Taiwan is great.
Mm.
All right, friends, I have a question for Jack now. You know, sometimes when you travel, you get lost. Jack, have you ever been lost?
You know what? I actually have. One time I went to the Eastern European country of the Czech Republic.
Good.
And we were going on a hike, and it was great, through the beautiful woods and to the small towns. What I didn't realize is the trail goes in two different directions.
Uh-huh.
The group was supposed to go right, and I went left for a long ways.
Were you not with the group?
I was just with another friend.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So you both got lost.
Very lost.
And how long were you lost for?
For the rest of the afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, sounds like an adventure. Well, friends, what about you? Those were my two questions for Jack and Luke. Where would you recommend someone to travel and why? And have you ever been lost? Talk about that in English with somebody today. Guys, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, no problem, Gabe.
And we'll see the rest of you next time for the SC Challenge. Hey, Rebecca, what is your idea of a fun vacation?
Ooh, fun vacation for me would be going to a place where there aren't a lot of people, a place that's very relaxing. Usually there'll be water or mountains. In a place that I can unwind.
So it sounds like you don't have to spend a lot of money to have a fun vacation.
Definitely not. Hmm. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. And make sure you come back tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then. Times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. Cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.